You're listening to the Bay Area's news station, All News 740 KCBS.
KCBS News Time 921.
It was 40 years ago today that the Beatles played their last concert. That last concert at San Francisco's Candlestick Park, KFRC morning man Dean Goss attended the show. He joins us now on the KCBS Newsline. Okay, Dean, no joking. Tell the truth. Were you able to discern any of the melodies or understand any of the lyrics?
No.
Not surprised.
Actually, every time we play that sound, you have to pot it down a little bit, bring it back up, pot it down a little bit, bring it back up, because that's what it sounded like, because the sound came in waves.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have a videotape of the film that was shot that night, and I listened to it over the years. And there were a couple of times when, not having been there myself, I can't tell what song they're playing.
Oh, right. No, like I said, you got it in waves. It was a little bit of, he loves you, yeah, loves you, yeah. In between screaming and constant noise. Unbelievable.
Well, that was going to be the other question is, wasn't most of it drowned out by the screaming?
Yeah, I was the most upsetting thing for me was all the girls screaming, and literally, I remember a gal next to me in tears, sobbing and crying on the ground. And I looked and I said, "Well, why did you even come? You're not even watching them." And it was just it was constant noise.
There's so many interesting elements to the story. It was 40 years ago. The Beatles never played another public, ticketed performance again after that. The place wasn't even full, was it?
No. No, and it was cold.
Of course it was. It was Candlestick Park,
of
you fool.
Of course, yes. I remember I had my John Lennon hat on, though. I did have a John Lennon hat and bell-bottoms.
Did you have your Beatle boots on, though?
No. No, I tried all over it again. You know, I almost didn't get to the concert.
What was the story?
The tickets were won on KYA Radio by a friend of mine in high school, and his parents wouldn't take us. My parents wouldn't take us. I didn't drive yet. He drove, but they wouldn't let him use the car. So we had one of our other friends take us, and he sat in the parking lot the entire time and waited for us.
Didn't want to see the Beatles, or what?
Well, he
didn't have a ticket.
There were only two tickets.
Got it.
There were only a pair of tickets.
Aside from your ticket stub, did you come away with any souvenir?
I wish. I don't even have the ticket stub anymore.
Was there a sense, I mean, this is the point of it, everybody assumed the Beatles were such a big thing then that there'd be many more concerts to come. I guess you figured you'd see them again on the next tour.
I never thought I would see them the first time, and no one anticipated that they would never tour again. No, not at all. I mean, everybody wanted to be them. I wanted to be them. It was pretty phenomenal.
Okay, all the goofy, wacky stuff aside, was it fun? Did you have a good time? Was it exciting? Was it thrilling?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, except it was very noisy, and it was so surreal. It was like they looked like little ants out there on second base, and it was over before it even started, it seemed like, and I'm so glad I was part of that. Absolutely, I had no idea it was going to be that big of an event or historical, their last concert. Unbelievable.
Dean, thanks for the memories. Dean Goss, morning guy on KFRC Radio, the 40th anniversary of what turned out to be the last Beatles concert. It was at Candlestick Park, and it didn't sound much better than this.
KCBS News Time at 9:25.